Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. It really is my pleasure. We have such promises about God's Word that when we come to it, it will not return void. Lord, we're so thankful today for your Word and for this moment to be in your Word. Let's go over our memory passage for this next season, Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. I asked some time back about Thankful Tuesday and if we could have something on Thursday. One of the suggestions was to change around Thankful Tuesday and make it Thankful Thursday. That's a good idea. Another was to make Tuesday Tune In Tuesday. I'm not ready to give up Thankful Tuesday. It rolls off my tongue, even though it would probably roll off better the other way. But I do love the idea of having a weekly song, something that has stuck out to me or to you, something that we get permission to reproduce, or maybe even we could play some of the choir or the band. And so today at the end of the podcast, I have a really special treat for you. First, you're going to hear the first grade Bible club that meets at my house singing God's Word, praising the Lord according to the Psalms. And then you're going to hear the real song that it comes from out of Brook Hills Preschool Worship. But first, let's read God's Word together. And as we open God's Word, let us tune our hearts to God's Spirit at work within us. Continuing on in Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 29 in the New International Version. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not, therefore, depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Therefore, God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. Now one of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? Even us, whom he also called, not only from the Jews but also from the Gentiles, as he says in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one. And in the very place where it is said to them, you are not my people, they will be called children of the living God. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only the remnant will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality. It is just as Isaiah said previously, unless the Lord Almighty has left us descendants, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah. This is quite a difficult passage to understand how God's providence and our human will work together, but it is very clear that it's by God's mercy that we are saved. And what we can know is that that is such a wonderful gift. And so I want to read for you a question and answer from the Heidelberg Catechism. The question is, what is our only comfort in life and death? And the answer is this, that I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of the Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation, because I belong to him. Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. May that be a prayer for us, Lord, that you would make us wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for you. Because we belong to you, because we who were not children of God are now children of God. And that is something we praise you for. Oftentimes when I give people a hug, I put a little sign of the cross on their back and tap it in. Just a reminder, as this catechism says, you belong to him. And so today I encourage you with that word, you belong to him. So go out today knowing that you are loved, and may that be what propels you into a life of wholehearted living for him. Psalm 47 is our psalm for today. For the director of music of the Sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm encourages us to clap our hands and to shout to God with cries of joy, to sing praises to our King, to sing praises. So that's what I'm going to leave you today with, the praises of little voices, little first graders who talk during the song. Maybe they don't have exactly the right pitch, but it is wonderful when I watch this Bible club singing God's praises. I tune my heart to who he is. And I hope that that happens for you today when you hear them singing about God. Will you pray with me? Great is your love and faithfulness, O God. Great is your love and faithfulness. Thank you that not a hair falls from our head without you knowing it. Help us today, Lord, to choose to follow you. You are worthy of praise. May our joy be complete in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
see when the sun comes up. Sun comes up. Oh, when the sun comes up. So does your mercy. Oh, great is your love and faithfulness. Great is your love and faithfulness. Oh, great is your love and faithfulness. Oh, God. When the sun comes up. Sun comes up. Oh, when the sun comes up. So does your mercy when the sun comes up. Sun comes up. Oh, when the sun comes up. So does your mercy. Oh.